Levi Schofield was an architect who actually was a captain in the 103rd Ohio Volunteer Infantry from Sheffield Lake. And by the end of the war, he would be serving as an engineering officer. He originally was not going to propose a plan for the monument until the veterans themselves pushed him to do so. When he was finally awarded the contract, he said, "I'll do it on one condition, I receive no pay." He spent 12 years of his life dedicating himself to the building of the monument. He actually started working on organizing the work of the monument in the 1880s. He spent the entire decade of the 1880s studying the arms, the accoutrement, the uniforms, and various emblems of the military. Schofield did not believe that a traditional form of architecture like the Greek Revival or Romanesque would have been appropriate. So he actually created an entire form of architecture based upon the tools and symbols of the military. And you'll see that detail carried out not only in the stonework, but in the stained glass windows, and also in the brass work, in the perforations of the heating grills.